It's Monday. It is Monday. There's a little echoey in here. Let me turn that down. Sherry, come on over, bud. It's Monday. It's time to do a damn show. We got a fun show planned today. We've been out doing stuff. We've been out doing some things. Okay, you ready? Headphones on?
No. Okay. As you can see.
Are you chewing gum?
Okay. No.
Okay, good. Because that's really unprofessional if you do that. Okay. She's going to spit the gum out now. Jesus Christ, what are we going to do with her? Seriously. What's with
Anything
the look?
Anything else I can do for you?
You can move the microphone closer. You can turn it up like that. You can put your headphones on. And we're good to go. Why are you flipping me off? Well, I don't think I deserve that.
Because it's fun.
Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That would be us. Welcome to the show. Today we have a very disgusting, and I mean disgusting,
really?
Dear Dumbs email.
Love it. Love it.
So we have that. We also have you calling the prayer line today.
Oh, God, I forgot.
If you missed it last week, I called the prayer line and I requested a Dodger victory.
And you received it.
I did receive it, didn't I?
Yeah. Who knew? You've been asking for Dodger victory for 20-something years. Who knew this?
32 years, Sherry.
Yeah. Okay, 32. And
longer than I've even known you. I've been needing this.
And who knew? All it took was a prayer line.
A prayer line. It was fun. So you get to call a prayer line today. We get to see what you pray for. I have no idea what you want to do, but it'll be your first time. You nervous?
Yes, very.
Yeah, did you used to do prank calls as a kid?
Sure.
Like what? What was one of your best prank calls?
Is Joe Wall there? Is Martha Wall there? Are any of the Walls there?
Yeah, I can see why your family is.
Oops.
Oh. Hilarious.
You asked.
Did you really do the Wall stuff?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I used to do one that was so mean.
God.
You know, I've got semi-high voice.
Yeah.
And as a kid, it was really high. They used to call me the neighbor dad. One of the neighbor's dads used to call me Squeaks.
Jeez.
Because I would, I'd squeak when I talked.
Kind of mean. That was kind of mean.
I used it to my advantage, though. I was a guy that learned how to make things work for him as a child. And I used to call these, random numbers out of the phone book. There was no phone books and the landline and all that crap. And I would do this thing called, and it was a game called Is My Mommy There? And they would answer, I go, is my mommy there? And they go, no, I'm sorry. My mommy told me to call this number if I have a problem. One of those.
Problem.
And I would do this and I'd get them going forever and to the point where they would be very concerned and scared that a little kid was home alone.
Yeah, right.
And I would make it like, and I'd go as dark as I could as a little kid. I'd be going, there's a neighborhood, there's a bully outside who wants to beat the hell out of you. That type of stuff.
Oh, geez, Terry.
And I would, it was horrible. And when I think back about it now, I probably really concerned a lot of people, mm-hmm. so I deserve any kind of bullshit I get.
All right.
I am one of the people that will admit, well, I had that one coming to me when I, when something weird happens to me. Mm-hmm. However, I think I've already paid my dues at this point.
I would say so.
I think I'm done with dues paying. I think it's time for good things to start happening again. Today is Monday. Thank you for downloading this. If you are listening on a Monday, I hope your week is off to a good start.
Tomorrow's voting day.
Yeah, we know it's going to be a very stressful week for some people. Yeah. We're doing our best to just vote, stay away from the news.
Hope we don't have a civil war.
Yeah, let the chips fall where they may and live from whatever happens. But it doesn't look like it's going to go that way.
It's crazy. It's
very scary.
It doesn't feel like the country I know.
Yeah,
you're talking about a potential civil war. It's like, where the hell are we?
I know. Sharon and I just went to lunch and we were talking about how would it happen?
Right. Where would the targets be?
Yeah, who calls who? And we have no idea. Obviously, I think we live in a target.
I don't know.
Downtown Seattle, it's like somebody's going to want to take it over. that type of thing.
Yeah, because there's so much to take over, like nothing right now.
There's nothing here. Yeah. All the businesses are boarded up right now. But they've been boarded up for months.
Right.
So it's not like a real weird thing, but it is kind of ghost towny. It's got a weird feel about it.
It is weird.
I just hope calmer heads prevail. I hope people realize that this is nothing worth going to jail for.
Yeah.
Killing
another
American.
What exactly are you going to jail for? That's what I wonder. What's your agenda?
An ideal.
What do you want to get done?
This to me is, and I know people are going to get very upset about this, this is what the Middle East does. This is why we always scratch our head at the Middle East. You're fighting over religion.
Yeah.
You're fighting over this.
I know. This is like third world country stuff, it feels like to me.
Yeah. I think we're better than that.
Yeah, we are.
But I don't think, I think a majority of us are better than that.
I think there's a small minority.
Yeah.
And very vocal.
And there's a lot of people that want to take that small minority on, and there you go. We'll see what happens. I hope that we're not anywhere near it. I hope that any of you listening to this are not affected by it. Yeah. And I hope that any of you that are listening to this that want to get involved in it, don't. Please don't.
Here's an idea. If you want to change things, go through the proper channels. Run for office or vote, you know, get somebody in office that shares your ideals. That's the way you change a democracy.
And that's one
you
of
don't
the,
do it with violence.
Well, hey. You know, they think this is a war. This is really crazy.
It's two.
I know. It's been promoted as one. So damn it, let's do it. This is where I believe that the media, and I hate being that because I guess I'm technically that, is completely irresponsible by covering some of these stories.
I don't know.
And people will say, well, that's censorship, Terry.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I don't think that any good society should give... And I'm not calling these people right now evil people, but there are evil people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them a voice and whoever it is.
But they walk a fine line. You have to have a free and open press if you're going to have a real democracy.
Yeah, but the press is covering a bunch of crap. They're in it for the business.
But who decides that it's crap?
I do.
You know what I mean?
I do right now because I'm a consumer, and I think that they're just doing a money grab. But that nobody wants to watch the news unless there's some sort of sensationalistic, crazy shit happening, and they milk you right at the start to watch it, and then they get to it, and it's never anything.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little sensationalism from time to time. But, you know, we are smart enough to know. Most of us are smart enough to know.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we really?
I think so.
Okay. Now, anyway, well, we will. I hope everything, you know, it's just a very tough time, and I'll tell you the truth. It's a very sad time for me.
Yeah.
Knowing that people lose their life for this country, and this is the way we behave.
Yeah.
This is the thanks we give them. This is the respect we give them.
This is what you're fighting for.
Yeah. By acting like a fool.
Yeah, you're protecting these people.
So anyway, we got a website. We got our, and I'm not going to say new website, but we do have gangof2.net. It's gangof2.net. And on there, I'm going to keep promoting it because I like starting the show off with whatever people have called. I don't care what you call about. Could be a question. Could be a comment.
Could be an answer.
Could be an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you just call with an answer to something.
And then we get to, it's like Jeopardy. We get to guess
what
the question
is. Yeah, you could do that.
I like it. Let's start it.
You could do that if you would like. And so if you go to it, and it doesn't matter whether if it's on your mobile device or on a website, all you got to do is go to gangof2.net, and on there, there's a little microphone icon in the bottom right-hand corner. It's kind of floating around. You just click on that, and it automatically will record your voice, and it emails it right to us, right to the show.
How perfect is that?
And here's one right now.
Right now.
Jeremo, Sherry, greetings and salutations. I know I was listening to a few episodes back, and Sherry, you said you haven't seen the growth that you would like to see. Well, I, too, have not seen the growth that I would like to see. I feel for you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is that it?
That was it.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen the growth on this show.
You're talking about your personal... Oh, okay.
But he made a dick joke.
You think that was a dick joke?
Sherry, if you can't see a dick joke coming a mile away, you and I could no longer be married.
What do you say?
Our relationship has been based on dick jokes. Has it not?
True.
Okay. If you did not see that being a dick joke call mile away.
It was a little misdelivered.
I don't know.
Underdelivered.
I got it. I saw it. It was happening. But the truth is, yes, the show is holding its own.
Another dick joke.
And I've given it this year. I've kind of written this year off because
it's a messed up year.
And you never know. I don't understand how podcasts go. From what I've been told, there's when people are on vacation, people don't listen. However, I listen to podcasts when I'm on vacation.
I know. You listen all the time.
I listen to more of them when I'm on vacation. I know what my own podcast listening is, and it's very sporadic.
Yeah.
There's shows that I used to listen to that loved. I love the Conan O'Brien.
Right. That's right.
Conan Needs a Friend show.
Yeah.
Can't tell you the last time I've heard it. He's got a bunch of new ones.
Yeah.
And I still like it, but I just haven't had the time or interest. I've been going down rabbit holes of things that are really interesting me. Like the other day I listened to, when I told you about it, there's a podcast about, and it's a really good one. It's on the Tim Ferriss podcast, and he's really popular.
Is he any relation to Anna?
No, I don't think so.
How about Wheel?
There might be a Wheel. There might be a Wheel in his family.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Just curious.
Yeah. Or there's another guy named Tim Ferriss who's in excess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or was.
Yes. Still is probably.
I mean,
and there's Alive. So.
Alive?
He didn't die.
Yeah, no, but the band, come on, it's dead now. Let's be honest.
You're right.
You can't have it.
So on his podcast, there was this one about memory, and they had this memory expert on.
Yeah.
And I found it extremely interesting. And I'm laying in bed listening to this in the middle of the night. And I'm going, because this is something, I'm a part of my, as you know, I struggle with memory.
I don't
remember people's names very well.
You never have.
I know, but why can't I be better? That's my point.
A lot of people can't.
I want to be better. And so I listened to it. And then I completely forgot everything they said on how to remember things. So I have to go back and listen to it again.
Maybe you have a point then.
And that's the truth. I'm not trying to make a joke. That's the absolute truth. I completely forgot what they said on it. And in my mind, I'm listening to it going, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm totally going to remember that.
I'm going to remember that. Who would not? I mean, come on. And then now I'm like, I'm so happy I remembered what podcast it was on.
Yeah, exactly.
I give myself credit for that, by the way. Patreon. Thank you to our Patreon members. You're what's keeping the show going. We're going to be honest with you.
Oh, we're doing that now? I thought we did that at the end.
I'm just thanking them right now. Okay.
Okay.
What is with you? Now your job
I'm programming. I'm a programmer.
Your job is to walk from your desk over to here and be you.
That's part of it.
Okay. But now you're making sure that we run a tight ship on this show. What the fuck? What was I talking about? I forget now.
Patreon.
Oh, Patreon. Yes. I want to thank Tyrone Mitchell, who upped his from a $5 to a $10 a month level. Thank you so much for that. It's all that's keeping the show going right now.
It is.
It really is. And we really appreciate you guys. We're getting, you know, a healthy amount of downloads.
Yeah.
But it's just not growing the way I want it to grow. So if you like the show, please share it with your friends.
Tell one person.
If I post it.
Just one.
Yeah, if I post something on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook about it, share it. Just please, if you like it. We're not telling you to do something.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I want the people that listen to this really be listeners. I don't want.
You don't want just 100,000.
Well, that would be nice.
Bots? How about bots?
I don't want any,
sign up some bots.
I don't want any bots.
How do you do that?
I don't know. And I'm sure there's a way. I'm sure that people do it.
Probably.
Yeah. It's really strange. I don't know how any of this works. I just know that we're having fun doing it.
I think we need to have a Russian friend.
Yeah, we do have a couple
Russian
friends.
But, you know.
Maybe we should ask.
A real friend.
What do you mean by that?
Will set us up with a bot.
So our other Russian friends, you're not real friends, apparently. Because you haven't set us up with a bot.
Well, and I shouldn't say a bot. We need lots of bots.
Like how many bots?
A couple hundred thousand.
But you're right about that.
Yeah.
We need that, a couple hundred thousand bots. I will say this, though, out of all of the, I got a summary of how many people have downloaded the show from its conception inception. I believe it would be inception, and conception would be the idea, then inception would be the start.
Yes.
Since its inception.
Right.
We are closing in, we're right around 500,000. That's pretty good.
That sounds like a lot.
It does. 500,000 downloads of all of our shows. So that's good. I don't understand how it works. I'm sorry if I'm wasting your people's time on this, because you're just going, I downloaded it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what else do you want me to do,
I only got one thing and one hand, so how many more things? But we really appreciate it. If you like the show, please share it. If you like it, please share our Facebook page.
And if you don't like it, share it.
Yeah, well, you can do what Sherry says or you can do what I say.
You can't do both.
I want to be humble about this. All right, Halloween, we need to apologize to people. We did not scare people. Yeah, we did not our annual scaring because we...
Well, it was a Saturday, and honestly, there's nobody around here anymore.
And we weren't around here.
Right.
We, one of our friends, had a little get-together, an impromptu thing that they invited us to, and we went out and did that. COVID-friendly.
Right.
I hate that you even have to say that. I know. It's so funny when you see people like the news anchors. This was this story was shot before COVID, or this was this, because, you know, people get up in arms.
I know.
Just relax, people. Do all you can. Be as good of a person as you can. That's all you got is you.
Yeah.
You can't police anybody else. You can't rely on anybody else to take care of you.
Uh-huh.
Just do what you got to do to take care of yourself. However, we love to scare people on Halloween on Instagram, and we did not do it. We broke tradition.
Maybe we should do it on Election Day. I mean, it's a scary day.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do that. We'll just yell vote at people. Vote! And see if they jump. Since we didn't do it.
Are we gonna do it from a hiding place?
Our normal place. If we have a chance to do that tomorrow, follow me on Instagram, which is TerryJayMes. Follow, like the page, and we will try to do that. We do it every year on there, and it's a lot of fun. So there's that. But we did help out our neighbors. You know, we didn't help them out, but our neighbor got a brand new dog named Baloo.
Baloo.
And we went out to the Barkery, which is a bakery for dogs. Of course, you talk about Snooty James stuff. That is the snootiest of the snoot. Because like a dog goes, oh, that's a really pretty little skull-looking muffin.
Let me throw it down my pie hole.
Let me eat it, lick my balls, and shit it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we did that. We sent a little package over to our neighbor's door, just left it at their door. We got a nice little text back from them with a picture of the dog looking at it like, hey, thanks, whatever.
That's great.
Yeah. And then our neighbor, a little neighbor kid named Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
We left him a big package.
Big bag of... felt bad because there was no trick-or-treating.
No trick-or-treating, and we live in a condo where, you know, let's be honest, poor kid's got no friends. There's hardly any kids. Hold on. That's Lex calling. Hey, let me take this. Hold on. Hello, Lex. You're on the Gang of Two podcast right now.
So keep it clean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys doing the clean thing, really?
No, we don't do clean things. She's just doing this. I don't know what her deal is.
That's so unlike you.
Sherry? I know. Nice to know the podcast machine works when I'm plugged in the thing, because Sherry's just about to call a prayer line and do a prayer on her. So there you go.
Oh, well, I'll help her with that.
All right. So there you go. So what do you got going on? What are you doing?
Well, I was calling to tell you I just went over to check out my voting precinct to see, you know, what the parking's going to be like and all that stuff. Because I like to do the game day experience.
Yeah, of course.
And I pull up, and, you know, there's some cars around here because it's at a fire station. And this guy comes over to my car. He has, like, one of those, like, golf hats on, like, the old school, like, the ones I hate, the berets.
Oh, like Payne Stewart used to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You look good in it.
Yeah.
And he goes over, he goes, hey, well, what's going on? I said, oh, I'm just coming over and checking out the voting situation here and everything. He goes, do you have anything you need me to take in for you?
He was trying to get your card. He was trying to get your vote, huh?
But it was like, it's like, it couldn't be that stupid, you know? So I was like.
Some people are.
Should have said, yeah, here's my shit. Why don't you take that in?
Yeah.
Hey, keep it clean.
God, Sherry.
Get her.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I was like, you know, I mean, it was so obvious. I was like, for real, man? You'll do that for me? He goes, yeah. He goes, let me take a look at it. So I have my voter's registration card. That's all I had. So he looks at the front, looks at the back. And I said, you pretty much know what that is. Please tell me you're going to be taking that inside for me. He goes, hey, we're just here to help.
No, they're not.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And I said, I really want to do it myself. And he's like, you sure? I said, yeah, that's why I came up here today to, you know, take in the experience.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you know, voting's tomorrow, right? And I said, yes. That's why I'm coming up and getting a lay of the land today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was really trying to get me to, like, hand that over and make me drive away like I'm happy I got my vote done.
Wow.
Holy shit, that's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I told him I was calling the cops.
Good.
Did you really?
You should, yeah. Actually, Lex, did, if you haven't. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That's totally illegal.
Yeah, I was not happy with that.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder how many other people it worked on.
I was right at the stop sign and just about the turn. I went, I'm calling the cops.
You tell them,
you're
Lex.
Tough, man. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Cops, mister.
Mr. Voter Fraud. Nice.
You never know how crazy these people are, man. I don't know if he's going to pull some Derringer out. And,
yeah.
Derringer.
Yeah, you're.
You're Luger.
You know,
yeah.
Some little old school gun, you know, that he's got in his pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In his burnt orange pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a pistol on you?
Yes.
You got a pistol.
Nice.
Even the team you like to lose.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad you're doing that, dude. And it's good because we just talked about the voting process here and what's going on. So I'm glad we got your update.
Never been more excited.
This is this has been a good call. We should have you on more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you. appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I put a whole 3.5 weeks into this.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you. And
something happened on the last episode. I don't know, but you need a new engineer.
Yeah, no kidding.
True that.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
All right.
When you get them, send them over to me.
No kidding. All right. Well, I'll call you a little later, man.
You guys have a good show, man.
All right, dude. Thank you. All right.
Please.
That's Lex Daly of the Lexiteri Radio Network, everybody.
The infamous.
Yeah. That you know, he's a big celebrity.
Huge.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting it's disturbing. Everybody's got a little angle. You know?
What was he going to do? I don't know. He was going to probably throw away his ballot or try and vote for him.
Lex showed him his registration card.
Right.
So he knows what he's registered as.
Yeah.
And I believe Lex is a registered Republican. I believe he is. And I'm not trying to give anything away. He's talked about it on the air. I know that he's not a fan of what's going on right now, but yeah. So
he wasn't asking for his ballot.
Don't know what he was doing. Can I take anything in there for you? Can you vote? You know, I don't understand. I have no idea what's going on.
And then he said, we, like he was, what group are you with?
They're all out policing people. It is
voter
strange.
Intimidation is highly illegal.
I don't think he was intimidating.
Well,
him.
he kind of was if he was.
Don't turn it into something it's not. Well, see, this is what's wrong with America.
Well, what was it then?
It's not intimidation, but it's definitely some sort of back end type of thing.
Totally corrupt, yes.
Yeah, but it's not intimidation.
Sure.
No, it's not.
Sure.
Okay. That's intimidation right there. You insisting that it's intimidation is intimidation.
Am I intimidating you right now?
No, not at all.
I'll stand up.
Yeah, that's intimidating. All right. So speaking of voting, this woman went into labor, but she stopped to vote before going to the hospital.
That's how much she wants to vote.
This was in Florida, in Orange County, Florida. A determined Orange County woman is making headlines around the world. She made her husband stop by the supervisor of elections office so she could make sure to cast her ballot before delivering her baby.
I hope. I wonder what she's going to name the baby.
Who knows?
Vody?
Little Vody.
Little Vody?
Yes. She said, no, I need to fill it out right now, is what this one woman said. Her name is Karen Brasifquino Gonzalez.
Looter.
She's an employee of the supervisor of attendance office. Anyway, she recalled the woman's reaction after she handed the mail a ballot and told her to return it by November the 3rd. And looks like it's she's having her baby.
And her?
She wanted to make sure she got her early vote in. So good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a ballsy move.
I know.
That's pretty impressive right there, don't you think?
Yeah, especially since, you know, any other election, people be like,
yeah.
Wouldn't bother at all.
All right, we still got a Dear Dumbs to do, but it's your turn to call. We are going to call the prayer line, okay?
This will be nice and short.
Okay, just have some fun. You know, are you going to be mean to this person?
I'm not going to be mean, no.
Well, you never know with you. I'm telling you right now, you are very unpredictable. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's one of the things I love about you.
Yeah, that sounds...
Listen, how many times have I had to bail you out of a situation? You're
all
unpredictable.
The time.
Okay, here it goes. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to turn my microphone off. It's just going to be you and them. Okay, here we go. Gotta love this podcast machine, by the way. It's really good.
Thanks for calling the prayer line. This is Tiffany. I might pray for you.
Hi, Tiffany. This is, you said the prayer line, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I saw your ad on TV, and you need people to pray for?
Yes, ma'am. If people need prayer, that's what we're here for.
You need people to pray for you? Is that how?
No. People call us for a prayer for them.
Oh, because I was ready. I had a prayer for you already.
Oh, but you know what? If you want to pray for me, trust me, I take all the prayers I can get.
So
let's go.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven. I forgot the rest. I should have written it down. Darn it. I had it all ready, and I got nervous.
It's okay. Trust me, when I first started doing the prayer line, I was so nervous. I was like, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. So I understand.
Okay. Well, I'm really unprepared because I thought I was going to be praying for you, and now I don't know what to do.
It's okay. It's okay, man. It's not a problem.
All right.
Yeah, if you don't want prayer, it's okay. But if you had a prayer for me, I was all for the prayer. So it's okay.
That's sweet, Tiffany.
I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
No problem. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
You have no idea how much I wanted to hear you pray. You have no idea. That was almost one of my prayers answered. To put you on the spot to have to pray.
Oh, God. Our Father who art in heaven.
I
can do the whole thing.
I don't know anymore. She was fun. I really
she
liked her.
She was sweet.
You know what? You could tell she was like, all right, I'll pray for you. It was like, you know, somebody who's just completely bored with their job. But then when you said you wanted to pray for her, she really appreciated
it. I knew
that.
It.
I really liked her.
I liked her, too.
I liked her. That's very nice.
I know.
So.
She laughed, though.
Yeah.
When I said, you needed people to pray for you.
You're a pretty messed up person there, Sharon. You really, truly are. All right. It is time now for Dear Dumbs. If you'd like to leave us a Dear Dumbs email, a question about anything, you can. Okay. And you could do so by going to our website, which is gangof2.net. There's a thing up there that says contact. You click it, you send us a message. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And you never know. Your Dear Dumbs may be answered on the show, and it may end up in an article. True. Or what do you think about that?
Tell
everybody where the article is while I find the Dear Dumbs email.
It's on the folio. It's the weekly folio, which isn't weekly. It's monthly, but...
Folioweekly.com.
Yes, but it's monthly.
Yes, and it's out of Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida.
And I love the fact that we have an article, and I love the fact that it comes with a warning for people.
I know. Which we have never, I don't understand the warning. Maybe some of the subject matter is,
I don't know. We don't cuss on it.
I know
do
we don't, but maybe they just think that maybe the subject matter itself is.
Well, I'll tell you what,
for mature
I don't
audiences?
Think we should put this one on. I don't think we should submit this one. Or you tell me afterwards.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
Let's see here. Dear Dumbs, love the show. I'm not sure if this is the type of email you're looking for, but I do need some advice. My wife and I take our 4-year-old daughter to the park by our house. Hold on, we still need the music. There we go. Our wife and I take our 4-year-old daughter to the park by the house. It's a nice park, but lately there's been quite a few people hanging out there on the weekends late at night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
Let me get right to it, it says. My daughter was doing her playing and visiting with her new friends when I saw her attempting to blow up a balloon.
I thought it was something else you were going to say.
I went over to take a look and found out it was a used condom. I'm just beginning a visual.
Oh, God.
4-year-old swing set, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's some. How fresh is the used condom?
I don't have these answers.
What? In your mind. You're imagining it.
How gross do I get? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that since she blew it up, she's smart enough to know it's not soggy.
It's not soggy. It's so dry. It's probably dry.
It's dry, but it's obviously it's a used one. She, poor little kid, thinks it's a balloon. Okay? In my mind. But can you imagine that? You running over. What is she doing? Oh, my God. She's blowing up.
Blowing?
Blowing up a used condom, Sherry. How disgusting is that? We were filled with panic and took her to the doctor, which was very good, to mm-hmm. ask questions and to see what our next steps should be. Mm-hmm. Our worst fears never came to light. She was found out to be okay after a series of tests. Not bad, huh?
So she still had her virginity. Is that what they're saying?
Well, I don't
know. What kind of tests?
I don't know. not when it comes to that anymore. My question is, since this is a city park, what do you think? Do you think we should sue them for lack of care and lack of... I want to get this right. My question is, since this is a city park, do you think we should sue them for the lack of care they take to securing the public space? Mm-hmm. Walker in Savannah, Georgia. Well, that's different if it's a Savannah condom.
That's right.
If it's a Savannah condom.
We should have started with that.
Yeah, I should have led with that. Mm-hmm. Boy. I don't think you, since you're dotted, from a legal thing, and I'm not an attorney, but I have attorney friends.
Yeah, we could call one up.
And anytime I've asked questions about this, or I've been upset about something, the first thing they always ask me are, what are your damages?
Right.
And I would say the damages are, right now, how much it costs to take the kid to the doctor. That's the only thing you got. Nothing else happened to her.
Right.
Thank God, by the way. Thank God that nothing happened to her.
Right.
And it is a very gross thing to see your little kid sucking on a used condom, I imagine.
Maybe they need therapy. That's what he wants to pay for.
Yes.
That's the damages. Therapy for the parents. I have an issue, you know, suing governmental agencies, because essentially you're suing yourself. You're the taxpayer. That money is, you're going to end up paying for it, in higher taxes down the road. So it's going to come out of your own pocket eventually anyway. So... Yeah.
But people see an easy money grab.
I know.
Is what they do.
I know.
And that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't sense an easy money grab out of them.
No,
very upset.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to happen to other children, which I would hope will never happen.
Right.
Unfortunately, I mean, there's a park right across the oldest park ever.
The first park in Seattle.
In Seattle. There's
18
one. I mean, catty cornered our house. I could stand on the corner and probably throw a tennis ball and get it into the park.
Yeah, you know, when you were 20, you could.
When I had a good wing. But now, because of COVID, they've let all these homeless people shack up there.
Yeah, and there's never been a problem. Up until COVID,
our neighborhood's been pretty good.
Homeless were never living in that park before COVID.
And now it is overrun.
Right.
It's
a lot. I would say there's, I don't know, 20 tents there, something like that.
Way more than that. And I guess they had a neighborhood thing a couple weekends ago. We never knew about this,
where
they went up there to clean up after these people.
Yeah.
And they had hundreds of used needles.
I think the final count on those needles was like 500.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is crazy. So do we have any advice for the guy at all? I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
I can imagine the horror you went through.
Oh, man.
No, it would have been worse if the kid wanted more of it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Well, I was just going to do a dumb joke about, you know, how your parents make you, if you catch you smoking, they make you smoke the whole pack.
Yeah,
poor little girl. That is very sad.
Yeah, I would say don't do it. I would say don't sue. That would be my...
Yes. And you can see why... this one will not make the the Folio Weekly article. It will not do that. So that's it. Don't sue. We understand I'd go to some meetings. That's for sure. I'd go to some local homeowners meetings.
No kidding.
Or a city council meeting.
Yeah, that's where I would start.
And throw your ass in there, because first of all, just to see their face. In fact, if you don't want to tell the story, I would fly in to Savannah and be your spokesperson, because God, that would be fun just to see their face. Because I would paint a much better, a gross picture
you
than
you
that.
You could dramatize
than
it
they
much
did.
Better. Yes.
I could horrify these people. Mm-hmm. So there's that as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. We need to thank our Patreon Jumped In members, Sharence. Let's start with Psychic Kami.
Let's do that.
Hello, Psychic Kami. Go to psychickami.com if you'd like a Psychic Kami reading. I'm reading the even numbers now.
All right.
Toby at roughcutdecor.com. Go to their website and use the promo code PODCARD. If you see something on there you like, you're going to get yourself a discount.
R-O-U-G-H.
R-O-U-G-H-C-U-T-D-E-C-O-R.com. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. Went through a name change for these people.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
These people are now, he and his I believe, brother or friend have started their own web
service.
I think they probably do it all.
Okay.
Probably a web design, any type of other services you need. Look them up at prestigeworldwide.com if you need a web server. I should have them do, I already got a website. Our website's fine. It's good. But if I do need somebody,
this
these
is
are
the guy.
Guys I'm going to be
that's
calling.
That's the guy.
Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com.
J-A-X-O-N.
J-A-X-O-N. Pretty soon his name's going to be spelled L.5 mm-hmm, space, mm-hmm, the mm-hmm, artist mm-hmm. formerly known as Jackson. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But anyway, Jackson is and Barbara do a great thing over there at WeBingeTV.com. If you are having a hard time figuring out and staying up on shows you like or organizing the television shows, where can you find the show that your friends are talking about? These are the only people you should go to.
Yeah.
They've got it down.
They're curators. They're video curators.
They sure are. The Autry House, speaking of curators,
yes.
They curated just total badass bitchiness.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, Dennis and Peggy Autry, thank you so much. And if you're looking for a romantic place to stay on the Oregon coast, look them up. The Autry House.
A-W-T-R-E-Y.
H-O-U-S-E. M-O-U-S-E. Laurie Lowry. She's a distributor of wellness products, Natural Pathways. She would like you to go by her Facebook page. That's what I love about this.
I know.
They'll do whatever they want for you guys. Yeah. Laurie Stroh Lowry. That's L-A-R-E-E-S-T-R-O-H-L-O-W-R-Y. Like her Facebook page. See what she has to offer. Cook, Flat, and Strobel, surveyors and engineers. Thank you, engineering people. Thank you, you guys. If you need something done, they serve a lot of states now.
Oh, okay.
So if you need something like that, you got some land, you need that worked on, they will mm-hmm. do that for you. Jeff and Angie Strumair, thank you, Jeff and Angie. We appreciate you. Also, Sasan at PrescientSurgical.com. They are awesome. Thank you, yeah. Sasan and his beautiful wife, T, for your support. We appreciate it. TheMerTaylor.com, 10% off Gang of Two. TheMer Taylor, if you need yourself a
mermaid suit.
I'd like to see you in one of those, by
the way. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No.
I've never banged a mermaid before.
I kind of have mermaid hair going right now, though.
No, you look good.
No, mermaid hair is good.
Oh, okay. So you're always being a bean to yourself. So imagine me falling for that. What else do we have? We got, Panini Pete. We're going to wrap it up with
nice.
Panini Pete. God, he had some more damage done to his place over there.
After what, Zeta? Is that Zeta?
Yes, he had some more damage. They have this really cool at the Crab Shack that he has. The,
Which one?
He's got so many great restaurants, and I'm horrible with all the names of them. There's Sunset Point.
Uh-huh.
Then there's the Crab. And that's the place we've been to. I forget what it's called.
Crabby.
Anyway.
Crabby Pete's.
Now you're going to... It's not Crabby Pete's. He's screaming at the podcast right now, going, "God damn it. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's right there in Mobile Bay. It's awesome." And they have this big fake alligator.
Oh.
It got washed away.
Oh.
They found it finally. But they've had some damage. They've been through some hell
there. I
bet
they lost power at the very least.
All I'm trying to say to people, if you live anywhere near Panini Pete's things, and Panini Pete is a guy who does stuff for everybody.
He does. He does a lot of philanthropic stuff.
A lot of stuff for our military,
yeah.
And which we completely love, and the guy really throws down. So he's getting back up and running again in his places. If you're looking for some takeout, you're looking for some place to go get something to eat,
yeah,
just go to one of Panini Pete's places, please.
I think I'm going to start calling him Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. Instead of Panini Pete, it's Phil. For philanthropic.
Have a great day, everybody. How do we get out of this one? I mean, we were doing, the show was going, just pumping.
It was humming.
It was humming along, and then you throw a philanthropic joke in there. All right, guys, be safe this week.
Yes.
We love you guys. Thank you for your support. Like I said, if you you like the show, if you're liking what we're doing, you know, things you can do, obviously, is go to our Patreon page, and you could help out there. Or you could just share. Just share the stuff. Follow us. Do that thing.
Yeah.
So, guys, have a very safe week. And hopefully by this time next week, obviously we're not going to spend hardly any time talking about politics or anything. That's not what this is about.
Yep.
However, we hope that, you know, you just remain as calm and stress-free as possible. Yeah. It's a very stressful time for everybody. Yeah. And we appreciate and love you guys.
Yeah.